Cafe Prague was cheap, and it was also next to Concordia. And in the late 60s, Richler, for example, was writer in residence already at Concordia around 67. And then people sometimes would have something there and then later have wine or whatever, the bistro, or I don't know. But the Cafe Prague, we definitely had readings at Cafe Prague sometimes. And there were small shows too. And
Gary started back there, right? Didn't he organize shows in the very back of the room or something?
I think so. And I think the owner's name was Kurt. It was a great little place. It was real old style coffee house, you know. I think in the downtown area, it was the only one that was like really a student coffee house. There was the Rosemary, which was Hungarian on Stanley, and that was also, but that was very different. I mean, it wasn't like music or poetry or anything. It was a good cheap place, and there were newspapers and interesting people. But Cafe Prague was really an old style coffee house in the true sense, you know. And they had good soup. And I just bit on a bone. She left a bone in. And he had good soup and coffee, good coffee. It was a mixed crowd, too.
I talked to somebody earlier today who was a Francophone who said would hang out a lot at the Cafe Prague.
As I say, it was cheap. And what was cool about it is Concordia, some people would go there before going to Concordia, because Concordia had started the film series in, I went to McGill and Concordia later, but Concordia with Serge Lozique had started a film series in room 101 in the new hall building.